News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Last night, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, as we just said, did announce the move to Level 5. And for more on this, I am joined now by Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College Dublin, Kingston Mills. Kingston, you've probably heard my reaction. What's your reaction to the news? Are we making a mistake here? Do you think this is the only thing that we could have done?
Good morning, Ciara. I absolutely agree with nearly everything you just said. I think, unfortunately, the situation is this, and we can't get away from the facts. We have around 1,000 cases a day now, or over that, 298 in the hospital, 34 in ICUs. So we're getting back to a situation which is actually worse in terms of the number of cases than we were in March. I suppose the good thing, if there's anything good about this, is that the death rate is still relatively low, but there are still people dying from this. So I'm not saying what the government did was the right thing, but I realise why they did what they did. My problem with it is that there doesn't seem to be a plan, and you're absolutely correct about Christmas. This was a plan to have a Christmas, that we weren't going to be locked up over Christmas. But if you don't have a plan, an exit plan, after the 6 weeks of this lockdown, well, then you're absolutely right, we're going to be back to where we were. Now, two things that have to happen, in my view, to get that has to change. One is a significant number of the public are buying into this, and everybody is doing what they're being asked to do, but there's a small proportion that are not. And we heard in the media about individuals who infected, you know, indirectly, you know, over 50 other people.
Yes, the
because they didn't isolate and return from holidays, because they went to parties when they were test positive. And we know of another significant number of people who are not turning up for tests when they're being called because they don't have symptoms. So all of these are making it impossible for the rest of the country to get along with their lives and get up with this. So that is what has to happen. First of all, people have to buy into the measures to contain it. And secondly, the government has to have a plan around testing, which is better than the current plan.
And testing, it would appear, Kingston, that the results of the tests are still coming back quite quickly, but the contact tracing has slowed right down. From what I'm hearing anecdotally, it can be 4 and 5 days before you're told that you were a contact of a confirmed case. I mean, that we've lost control once again, as we did in the first wave of the spread.
You know, absolutely. I mean, if it's taking 4 or 5 days to contact trace and isolate everybody who's a contact of a known case, well, then you're not going to stop the spread. The big issue is that a lot of people who get this infection are asymptomatic, around 50%, have no symptoms at all. They think they're not a danger to others, but unfortunately they are, and they can transmit it. And we've seen that with those cases that were made public in the last few days. So the system for tracing people has to be improved. And we have to also consider making it mandatory to go for a test if you're called, so that those people are mandatory to isolate if somebody is asked to isolate. I mean, we had in the early part of the process an opposition to wearing masks, and very few people initially wore masks. And then it was made mandatory. Everyone just did it. And everyone does it now.
Can I ask you one last question before I let you go? You and I are in agreement that we will lock down, we will open up for Christmas, and we'll be back to square one in January. What should happen in January?
What we need to do before January, now, not waiting till January, we need to get in place an effective contact testing and tracing system. We need to implement very rapid testing approaches that are being developed and have been developed. We're using them in Trinity for screening, for example. These are tests that take a half an hour. Other countries are using them at airports. Britain is now doing a trial run of this across in Manchester. This is using saliva as the sample, which doesn't require swabbing. It's much quicker, much more efficient, and much more friendly for the user. They don't have to have a swab put down their nose. So these are all approaches that have to be looked at in the plan for the exit for the future. They're happening in other countries, and I've heard some rumours that the Irish authorities are looking at them, but we need to see a plan.
Yes, indeed. Look, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Professor Kingston Mills there, Professor of Experimental Immunology at Trinity College in Dublin.